A 12-week course that trains participants who are 18 or older on heavy equipment and prepares them for commercial licensing tests kicks off July 15th. Mayor John Daly was at the Build Up Tallahassee launch Thursday.
There's a dire need for workforce. People that can operate these heavy equipment that's with us here today. It is something that is currently being done on the job, but we can play a positive role.
In addition to bolstering the local workforce, the program is also meant to help stem poverty. Daly says some members of the inaugural program class graduated from a city program for disadvantaged youth.
Some of those individuals graduated from the TEMPO program, which is a highly regarded, incredibly successful program that we run here in Tallahassee. It is the logical next step. And in 12 weeks, we have a new workforce that is ready to go to work in our community.
Joshua Wade graduated from TEMPO and is now poised to begin his training.
They have definitely created a foundation for me to start my life.
Those who enroll in the program will work with city construction crews and earn money during their training. Christy Hale with Hale Contracting Incorporated, one of the private sector representatives on hand Thursday, says her company is eager to hire program graduates.
HCI is already committed and will continue to commit and pledge to hire and bring on these graduates.
Daly says the city can absorb the costs of heavy equipment, training, and pay for participants in its existing budget. And as for demand, the mayor says when voters passed the 2020 penny sales tax extension, they guaranteed $850 million worth of road construction in the next 20 years. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.